First tonight, we have to start in the United States, where the problems with inflation just don't seem to go away. We have all thought previously that this year was going to be the year where the global economy would be riding the wave of rate cuts. Well, that on that assumption that inflation was about to be defeated. Well, unfortunately, based on last night's data, it's proving to be anything but that. No good news was found in the latest reading, with consumer price rising to 3.5% in the US year on year and core inflation also rising more than expected to 3.8%. Across the US, it was higher costs of fuel, housing, dining out and clothing that was driving the increase. And the sticky inflation reading is very similar story to what we're experiencing here at home, where services inflation is being closely watched. Today's number is obviously a much better position than the heights that we experienced in 2022, where inflation in the US was at 9.1%, but still too far off the US Federal Reserve's target of 2%. And that means the likelihood of rate cuts in the US is shifting. Market traders had previously priced in 3 cuts by the end of 2024, but that's been pushed now down to just 2. The timing of the cuts also could take longer as well. Analysts predicted the cuts would occur as late as September, and that matches with the Fed Chair Jerome Powell has been saying about being very comfortable in not rushing into rate cuts. But in an election year, President Joe Biden wasn't too keen to talk down the economy. Here's what he had to say on the inflation reading.
Well, I do stand by my prediction that before the year is out, there'll be a rate cut. This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that. We don't know what the Fed is going to do for certain. But look, we have dramatically reduced inflation from 9% down to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office, where inflation was skyrocketing. And we have a plan to deal with it.
Markets weren't so confident, though, with the Dow plunging more than 1%, bond yield surging, and the gold price sliding from record highs. And I'll have more of that with Scott Phillips from the Motley Fool in the Market Wrap. But locally, and this could push out the chance of RBA cuts even further too. So it's yet another case of watching and waiting to see what might happen next.